Brought to you by Penguin.
A Springtime Affair by Katie Ford. Read by Rebecca Lacey. To Bryony Wilson Ford, Heidi Ford and Anastasia Ford, my girls, whose friendship and support I value so much, thank you. Chapter 1. Helena was not happy. She had nearly finished weaving a throw in quite a complicated pattern, only to be interrupted by a knock at the door. But as she had an idea who was knocking, she didn't feel she could ignore it. So, retying the scarf that was holding her hair back from her face, she got up from her loom, went to the door, and opened it. "Yes," she said to the man standing there. He was surprisingly large and dressed in jeans, rugby shirt, and what Helena thought of as builder's boots. He was covered in dust and was smiling ruefully, possibly to make himself seem unthreatening. "I'm terribly sorry to disturb you," he said, pushing his dusty blonde hair out of his eyes. "But I have an animal emergency. I need someone a bit smaller than me." He cast his eyes rapidly up and down her. "And you're a lot smaller. You'd be perfect." His smile was crooked and had a tinge of anxiety, which made him hard to resist. "Would you care to elaborate?" Helena was an animal lover, but she needed some details before committing herself. He might want help with a flock of angry geese, for example, in which case she was not the best person to ask. "It's a kitten. It's my sister's and Zuleika. The mother is getting desperate. I'm keeping her in the house because if she gets in where her kitten is, she might well make everything a whole lot worse." "Then let's go," said Helena, and shut her door behind her, not worrying about locking it. Her studio had been part of a barn that was near to the farmhouse, which her landlord had just moved into, and it was all part of the same property, so it wasn't exactly far. "I'm so grateful," said the man as they set off. "I probably spent rather too long trying to sort it out myself, but I'm just too huge." He stopped. "Oh, by the way, I'm Jago. Jago Pen..." "I know who you are," said Helena. "Your name is on the lease of my studio." "So it is," he said, and set off again. "Come on, let's get that kitten out of bother." It didn't take them long to cross the courtyard to what would one day be a very lovely house. It had a rather cobbled-together look about it. A small, original house had had bits added onto it over the centuries, at a time when no one worried too much if a Georgian section would look odd next to a bit built in far earlier times. But the years had blurred the edges, and it was now charming. It belonged to Jago Pengelly, Helena's landlord, but although he had owned it for over 6 months, he had only just started working on it. His presence indicated her notice was up. He was about to turn her out of her studio, which was where she not only did her weaving, but also lived. She really wanted to hate him, but her sense of fair play made it difficult. 6 months' notice was more than generous, and if she had concentrated more, she would probably have found alternative accommodation for her and her loom by now. "We need to go round the back," Jago said. Disappointed that she wasn't going to get a look inside Jago's house, Helena followed him to where he was standing in front of a huge pile of soil and rock. He was looking anxious. "There was slippage. I wouldn't have started with the digger if I'd known Zuleika and the kitten were anywhere near while I was working. I thought Zuli was shut in, but she must have slipped out after me and the kitten followed." "Where is the kitten?" asked Helena.
"Behind there."
They were at the back of the house now, and he indicated a huge pile of soil and stone. "Oh, my God. Can't you just climb up and get her?"
"Not without dislodging more rubble, which could bury her, poor little thing."
"So, how can I help? The same thing could happen if I climbed up." "There's a window in the house that opens onto the bit behind the slippage. Come inside, I'll show you." The inside of the house was pretty much a building site. But Helena hardly had time to be disappointed, and she hurried behind Jago to the back of the house.
"There," he pointed to a window. "If you look through there and down, you'll see the kitten."
And there it was, absolutely tiny, its little mouth opening pinkly in what was obviously a persistent
Sample complete. Ready to continue?